Essay 26, Quantum Hamilton Equations. In the previous essay 25, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle was criticized because of its introduction into Baconian-Natra philosophy of the unscientific concept of indeterminacy, which means that a quantity can be absolutely unknowable. Central to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle is the commutator AB of two Hermitian operators A and B. Hermitian operators have real eigenvalues corresponding to observables, and the Copenhagen philosophy of indeterminacy relies on the product of the root mean square deviations from the mean of operators A and B. This is asserted to be greater than or equal to half the expectation value of C, denoted C with brackets around it, where AB equals IC. Simply by investigating higher order commutators such as PP, XX commutated, it was found in UFT 175 that C can be zero or non-zero from the same Schrödinger equation. This means in general that A and B can be unknowable or knowable, according to Copenhagen, from the same equation. So by consensus to date, the Copenhagen interpretation has been abandoned. In other words, there has been no objection internationally to UFT 175 in 6 or 7 years. Indeed, it's been read hundreds of thousands of times and is on the first page of Google. As an unexpected byproduct of this research, a research initially intended to show that the Heisenberg uncertainty principle is a tautology, new equations of motion of quantum mechanics have been discovered. These have been named the quantum Hamilton equations and were written up in UFT 176, which has again become a classic read hundreds of thousands of times. They were derived by considering simple tautologies, d mean x dx is 1 and d mean p dp equals 1. In the classical limit, these tautologies become Poisson brackets equal to unity, and this is the root of the so-called Heisenberg uncertainty principle. It is well known that commutator AB divided by IH bar becomes the Poisson bracket AB as H bar goes to zero. For commutator XP, the corresponding Poisson bracket of X and P is always unity. This is a tautology, i.e. a statement of the obvious and a statement of the fact that there is no deep philosophical significance in unity or the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. When the higher order commutator of XXPP is considered, for example, the corresponding Poisson bracket X squared P squared is 4XP, which is not constant. It was found in UFT 175 that the average value or expectation value of the commutator of XXPP is zero for all harmonic oscillator wave functions and non-zero for H-atom wave functions. So the familiar constancy of commutator XP equals IH-bar disappears, and for higher order commutators, it is not possible to assert that the relevant product of root mean square deviations from the mean is a constant. It can be zero or non-zero. If zero, the operators are precisely knowable and the basis of indeterminacy disappears. Although this is an important philosophical result, clearing up years of needless debate caused by Copenhagen, the emergence of new equations of motion of quantum mechanics is even more important. They emerge from the classical tautologies dq by dq is 1 equals Poisson bracket qp, and dp by dp equals 1 equals Poisson bracket pq, where p and q are the canonical variables of the Hamilton equations of motion. dp by dt equals minus dh by dq, and dq by dt equals dh by dp, where h is the classical Hamiltonian. Upon quantization, the following two operator equations emerge from the correspondence between the Poisson bracket and commutator. IH bar dq by dq equals commutator qp, and IH bar dp by dp equals commutator pq. Finally, the two quantum Hamilton equations are obtained by realizing that these tautologies can be generalized as follows. IH bar dh by dq equals h commutator hp, and IH bar dh by dp equals commutator hq. These two equations are the Hamiltonian formulation of the subject of quantum dynamics and are the new equations of quantum mechanics and quantum field theory. The older and well-known Newtonian formulation of quantum dynamics is IH bar dp by dt equals commutator pH. For a time-independent wave function, a particularly simple and useful result is obtained from the quantum Hamilton equations. Partial derivative H psi by partial q equals 0, where h is the classical Hamiltonian, h is t plus v, where t is the kinetic energy and v is the potential energy. Knowing the Hamiltonian gives the wave function psi for a given canonical variable such as x in the one-dimensional Cartesian representation. Therefore, it may be possible to find an exact wave function for the helium atom, for example. This is possible neither from the Schrödinger equation nor from matrix mechanics. The emergence of a new fundamental equation of quantum mechanics after more than 100 years of development of the subject is due to ECE theory and the systematic development of a unified field theory of physics. In this case, the investigation proceeded from the tetrad postulate of Cartan's geometry to the fermion equation, and thence to the new quantum Hamilton equations of immediate and widespread utility.